This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
About it, come on. I know I'm gonna get hurt. Come on, cause zero fucks about it. Come on, keep playing my heartstrings faster and faster. You can be just what I want, my true disaster. Keep playing my heartstrings faster and faster. You can be just what I want, my true disaster. About it, come on. I know I'm gonna get hurt. Come on, cause zero fucks about it. Come on, keep playing my heartstrings faster and faster. You can be just what I want.
Show. It's Wednesday, and guess what? There's no Bake Off after tonight.
Upsetting.
So upsetting.
What do you do?
Don't I just go out and drink instead afterwards, maybe?
What we did before Bake Off.
Oh, this was before Bake Off, and then after this show, then there was Bake Off, and now it's like, now what do you do afterwards?
Yeah.
Anyway, I got Josh Edwards in the studio with me this week.
How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, of course. Would you like to introduce yourself, who you are, what you do?
Yes, my name is Josh Edwards. I manage the YouTuber Dodie Clark.
I've got a manager. Industry.
Ooh, getting you all the insights. Here's the type of YouTubers I don't like, right? Firstly.
Oh my God, no! But that is a genuine conversation we had on the phone the other day. We didn't actually name anyone.
Thankfully.
We just hypothetically thought about what if that's something we did on the radio. Here are all the unprofessional people that we know in our industry, who we love dearly, but
we'd just rather they didn't make content.
I'll actually call one of them out now because she's one of my best friends, so I can do it. Melanie Murphy. She's texting me today just like, Hannah, I'm crying. My accountant, I don't know what I'm doing. How much tax do you have to pay? I'm like, babe, the law's different in Ireland. I've no idea. You should really be keeping your receipts. And she's like, ah!
It's like, I'm not your accountant.
Yeah, like, why are you messaging me? I'm like 3 years younger than you. Yeah. You're my superior, Melanie. Come on.
But this is what I have, is that people ask me particular questions, being like, so when I want to book a venue, like, do I have to do this? And it's like, I don't run that venue, so I have no protocol on that. It's just like, all right, cool. Yeah, thanks for the advice. Like,
go ask this person.
Yeah.
Anyway, so today on the show, we are going to be playing lots of games.
I'm so worried.
I thought you were about to say excited.
I'm very excited, but I'm terrified.
Oh,
at the
why?
Same time.
Oh, you shouldn't be terrified.
No, I listened to your previous shows, and they seem to have gone so well. And the reason why I'm worried is because I think I'm going to be so bad at this.
Aww. But I'll let you know afterwards if you were bad.
Thanks, Hannah. Always supportive.
Always. But we got some fun games like innuendo or innuendon't, shitter Twitter, the fuck you saying, mate, and songs about sex. And also, we're going to be doing drunk advice live later. So that will be on Facebook Live as well. So if you head over to Foo Bar Radio's Facebook page, then you can actually watch video of the drunken advice. It's already happening.
It's already happening.
It's already started, exactly. Hasn't it? Oh, no. And also, if you want to get in touch during the show, you can tweet at FUBAR Radio or email hannah@foobarradio.com, and you can just get in touch saying hi or with your questions for drunk advice. But before we begin, Josh,
yes.
I need to initiate you into the show.
All right.
So one of the games that we play involves Urban Dictionary.
Okay.
So the way that we initiate guests is we find out what their name means on Urban Dictionary. Would you like me to search Joshua or Josh first?
I feel like, let's go with Joshua, because I feel like Josh has got so many different variations. Joshua might be a bit more specific.
Oh, wow, it's a paragraph. Joshua, would you like to read out the paragraph?
Joshua is a sexy, masculine individual exuding the most desirable of traits. Although Joshua may be timid at first, his genuine, compassionate charm shines through above all things. He can be trusted with any secret and will always pull through, even when the going gets tough. Sorry, his understanding and supportive nature can put anyone at ease, as he is never judgmental, but rather always willing to listen with an open mind. He is the epitome of a true man.
Oh my God! And then the example phrase is, my boyfriend is an absolute Joshua.
I mean, the worrying thing as well is that I once was seeing somebody called Shah. So
called what?
Shah.
Shah.
And
okay.
This is written by Shah1313.
Oh my God, in 2008, when were you dating?
I mean, I don't recall it being 2008. But
November 10, 2008.
No, that definitely wasn't her. Maybe she was admiring me from afar.
I was dating a Joshua in 2008.
Really? What was he like? Was he the epitome
of a true man? Although not then, I think. I think we were like a 2007 to 2008 couple.
Oh, okay.
And then that was over.
God. What, 13?
16.
16.
How old am I?
Wait.
2008, I was born in 92,
yep.
So I was 16.
Okay,
I was 16.
Sorry. That's my maths that's buggered.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm fine. I got it right. What I genuinely love about this, though, is that it says that this description is the epitome of a true man.
Yeah.
And it's got no, like, laddish grossness about it. It's all, like, genuine, really lovely things. And also, I love that it's has all of these amazing qualities, and then still at the beginning, like, the second adjective is masculine, because you can be all of these things and be masculine.
Yeah,
I love that. I
mean, it seems to be a very heartfelt piece of text more than anything. I'm really hoping
that Josh is just complete opposite.
I think.
Oh, okay, sure. It's kind of the same, but not written by Shah. Do you want to read this one out
for
Josh?
This is he is a fun-loving guy, really funny and can make anyone laugh. He's very quiet at first and seems shy, but when you get to know him, you will fall in love.
Aww.
He has a very good style and always looks handsome. I mean, true. And he always smells really good.
He also smells
really good.
And then the example phrase is, who's your good-looking boyfriend? Oh, that stud muffin? That would be Josh. These are my favourite things.
I mean, sorry, do you usually get in like names being kind of like, he's a bit of a dick? But
no, all of them are like mostly lovely or like sexual.
Nice. Well, at least I've got the lovely side of
you
things.
You are the lovely side.
Yeah, which I'm kind of happy with. But at the same time, I'd like a little bit of dirt in my name, you know. I'm not entirely, like, against it, but I'll take this. I'll take it. Both elements of
but
Josh
you
and
can,
Joshua.
Maybe with the Joshua one, you can, like, the subtext there, maybe, that you could read into.
And I'm really going to focus on that masculine bit, because that is just not me in any way.
Epitome of a true man. True man.
Let's all go out and get ourselves pina coladas.
Oh my god.
Epitome of a true man.
Yeah. Who's that on your jumper? Sonic.
It is Sonic.
That's
yeah.
a manly thing, is it? I don't know. You're wearing is a it? Cream jumper.
It's a cream jumper. I bought this because I was on my way to a premiere, darling. Premiere. Mm-hmm. I went to the.
A premiere.
I went to the Britney Spears. Bridget Jones's baby.
Oh, okay.
Britney Spears would have been
Britney Spears' baby. That movie.
Yeah. And I was wearing just a hoodie and I had my scooter with me. And I thought,
oh my God.
This is not the look of somebody who goes to a premiere.
I'm going to just call it that from now on.
Yeah. And I just panicked. I had like half an hour. So I thought.
But that is something that someone who goes to a premiere.
Yeah,
would
a premiere.
Wear.
So I thought, what's edgy, but at the same time, you know, a little bit sophisticated. And I just went with this.
Sonic. Great.
Panic by worst idea.
I think
ever.
It's a great jumper. We're both in the plain coloured jumper with logo on game.
What's your logo? Actually?
Mine is Jeremy Loops.
Okay.
Who did
nice.
You end up going to his London
gig? I did,
gig?
Yes.
And I went to his Birmingham one.
And how did you find the Birmingham
I
one?
I loved it. Yeah. Also because we got VIP treatment because I know Jeremy.
Oh,
he gave me this jumper for free.
You failed to bring that piece of information to me when I was going to go and see him in London.
Well, I invited you to the Birmingham gig.
That's true, but you invited me to go to the Birmingham gig.
But it's because you told me you were going to be in Birmingham. Anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, just it's like having an argument here. And I was like, fine.
This is like our phone conversation last week. Hannah, I need some advice. Shut up.
Yep. Yeah. That's how it goes. How have you taken any of that advice? Obviously, we can't talk about what it was for. But let's be cryptic here. How's that going, that decision you're
yes,
making?
It's looking... exclusive.
Cryptic.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's looking good. I'll talk to you about it after the show. But it's something that I'm happy about. Yeah.
Interesting. Thank you for the update,
Thanks.
Joshua.
That's all right.
That was great. We're going to play some songs. You've chosen this. I've never heard of it, which is kind of the norm for this show because I don't really know a lot. All right.
Well, I'm happy to introduce some new music to you, Hannah.
Can't wait.
Oh, early in the morning. At your door, I bow down for the patience you're needing more. Oh, early in the evening, I lay my head, and then late in the nighttime, I'm so lonely, I just call to say what I mean. See, I know you just need a little space and time. You're not even really even one for trying. Don't forget I know your best. Don't you know that I'm just restless, baby? Don't you know that I'm just restless, baby? Without you. Oh, tell me that you love me, so I can find my place. And let me smell your sweet, sweet love without awkwardness. Oh, tell me that you need me. Space and time. I know you're not even really even one for trying. Don't forget.
just restless, baby. Don't you know that I'm just restless, baby? Without you. Caught up in a moment, trying to own it, just ain't making any sense. And for all that I wish for, I could not see. Understand that I feel foolish, not for love I would not do this. But getting back to you has got its hold. Don't you know that I'm just restless, baby? Don't you know that I'm just restless, baby? Without you. Don't you know that I'm just restless, baby? Don't you know that I'm just restless, baby? Without you.
I liked it. Confirmed.
Good. That's what I wanted.
Yeah. And now, to be honest, not going to lie, I'm kind of sad we're on air again because I just wanted to continue eating the Hobnobs.
Just put on another song quick.
This is my reality. I'm like, will this whole packet of Hobnobs be gone by the end of the show?
I'd like to reiterate, this is just Hannah eating the Hobnobs.
Josh doesn't want any Hobnobs. I was like, do you want a Hobnob? And he said no. And that was the conversation.
I need a biscuit break.
Basically. Okay, so Josh, you mentioned this before.
Mm-hmm.
But I just need to know, and I think the people listening just really need to know.
Yes.
What is it like being Dodie Clark's manager?
Oh, my favourite question.
What is that like?
It is one of the most inspirational things in the world.
Okay, stop lying. Tell us the truth. Tell us the truth.
No, it genuinely is amazing. There are obviously moments where it's kind of like just working out the logistics and stuff like that of how, you know, you're thinking about somebody's career in 2 months' time, 4 months' time, on the year and moving onwards. But the thing that I'm so excited about is the fact that she has so many like wicked and weird and wonderful ideas. She's like, I want that to happen. And it's like, I can do that. Just give me a few hours to think about how I'll make that happen.
And some money.
And some money. Gotta get that pee, baby. Gotta get that pee.
Wow.
Sorry. I know. I'm not in it to just kind of like get that cashish. But, you know, it's...
Perks.
It's the perks. But, no, I'm like, for instance, her EP coming out on the 18th of November.
Plug, Dodie Clark, Intertwined EP.
Intertwined EP, Sick of Losing Soulmates.
I'm having a launch party on the 18th. Am I invited?
Yes, you are invited.
Cool, it's in my diary, but I've not had an official invite. I've just put it in my diary, like, Dodie's EP launch. Not received an official invite of, like, the whens and the wheres and the whats and the hows.
I mean, it's not been officially announced until right now, I guess. But it's the fact that it is happening. It's just that I can't give you the information just yet. But make sure you...
It's in my diary.
Yeah, don't worry. It's happening. It's exciting, okay. Though.
Good. I'm like in Birmingham that day, and I'm coming back from Birmingham that day.
What time are you coming back?
In the day.
Oh, okay, that's fine then.
Why?
Well, it's because it's in the evening.
Of course, that's what I assumed.
Yeah.
So
I think you asked me about this, actually. Yeah. See, that's the world of managing Dodie. I have to deal with her friends as well. Can I get in, please?
That's how we met.
That is how we met.
Because she was doing the shows at this the Serial Killer Cafe.
Yeah.
And someone was just, and I last minute decided to go or something.
Yep.
And I was just like, oh shit, it's sold out. And then Dan was just like, ask Josh. And I was like, who the f*** is Josh? And he was like, her new manager. And I was like, interesting.
I have.
And then
this...
I think, wait, what?
No, no, no,
do
carry
you have
on.
A story?
No, don't carry on.
Well, my memory was we met. And I was like the only person there that evening drinking beer.
Yeah, you were.
Everyone else was around just having like cereal and milk. And I brought in cans of beer. Because it was like they don't have a license to sell alcohol on the premise.
You got
to
bring your own.
But you can bring your own in. And so I was like, oh, sweet, this is full. Like, I'm sure, all of my friends will be here also drinking. And then no.
No,
because it was just me.
I think it was because it was a Tuesday or something like that.
Yeah,
all right. Okay, I'll give you that. But the reason why I wasn't drinking was because technically I have to make sure
you were
that,
working.
Yeah, I was working. I was on point that day. But although on the last show, I thought to myself, oh, it's going to be the last show. I'll just, you know, I'll have a few drinks. It'll be really nice. That was the most stressful of them all. So I was kind of like, couldn't really do that. Same with Summer in the City. Didn't really have a moment to just be like, right, I'll just start drinking now. Although the parties, that was probably my favourite part.
Evening time. Summer in the City this year was my most sober convention.
I mean, I don't know about that.
Wait, what did you see me do? No, I... Okay. In my defence, I did all of that sober.
In your defence?
In my defence. Okay, so... The first night, the Friday night party, yes, I was a bit drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Had a few drinks. Saturday night, I just had one Prosecco.
Oh, that's
and that was
good.
It. Or one or two. Mm-hmm. No, I think I got two because there was such a massive queue for the bar.
Yep.
I just was like, okay, I'm just going to get two in my hands, double fist.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as I finished my double fisting, the free bar was gone. And I was like, I'm not paying for drinks.
See, I had
joking?
This problem. I got there and the free bar had just finished. And I was like, I'm here now. Like, can someone pay a drink for me, please? I'm so stressed out and everything. I've been on the skyline and all sorts.
Yeah, and then the Sunday night, I think I had like one beer at the party and then I like went to bed and had like hot water and honey and lemon in my hotel room and just like passed out.
See, my Sunday, actually, when it kind of ended, my voice had gone. I was just feeling a bit ropey.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, when I woke up, I just thought, no, I'm not doing anything today.
Nope.
Like, this is just not possible.
I felt so hungover on Monday, even though I actually hadn't drunk the night before. Which is crazy. I don't know. This is such a, like, woe is me. It's so hard being a YouTuber life.
Yeah.
Point, but hear me out. Listen, my first ever convention was like VidCon 5 years ago, and I was like, it was my hobby. It was just like something I did, and I was enjoying, and it was so much fun. I was wasted the whole time. I wasn't even legal drinking age in the UK at that point.
Oh,
I was 20,
God.
And I was just continuously drunk for like the whole weekend.
Yeah.
And since then, every year, I've just gotten more and more sober at these events. Like, the more work I have
to
do at the events, the more sober I get. Also, I kind of learned my lesson because I did get mono after.
Oh, okay.
Or in the UK, we call it glandular fever.
Yeah. But I think the idea of that is just like you said, the more that you have on, you can't, there's no capacity to like continue drinking. Especially, I mean, obviously I'm not a YouTuber, but I appreciate the fact that you've got like meet and greets to do, panels and all that kind of stuff. The last thing that you want is just you sitting there just going, I just talk about sex.
I did a meet and greet at Playlist Live this year, so hungover. It was awful. I turned up to the meet and greet and was with like a whole bunch of the British YouTube crew.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, guys, I'm wearing the same outfit I was wearing the night before. I put on clean underwear though, and my hair has not been washed.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no voice. And Evan was just like, so you're on brand then. And I was just like, thanks, Evan. I was like,
of course Evan said that. Of course he did.
I bumped into Evan today at the gym.
Evan goes to the gym?
To be honest,
I do love him. Sorry.
I love him dearly. Yeah. And everyone is on their own personal fitness journey.
Mm-hmm.
Evan is currently on the couch to 5K.
Oh, nice! Yes,
fitness
I've
journey.
Heard of this app.
And like, I know that everyone is on their own journey, right? Everyone's at different places.
Mm.
But for some reason, in my head, I wanted to be like, dude, I could just do a 5K tomorrow.
Yeah.
But then I didn't, because that's mean. And I've just said it out loud on the radio, and that's mean. But
I mean, like, as you said, everyone's on their own journey. It's like if I, the last time that I went to the gym, I like to run and I like to do actual sport and activities. By the way, we need to play tennis.
Yeah, come on, yeah. Tennis club.
I know. It definitely is going to happen. But the last time I went, there was a bloke that was on the cross trainer. You know, when it's like the arms are doing
the
this
arms
and everything.
The legs, yeah.
But he had it kind of like on the setting on the lowest, so there was no power whatsoever. So it was just speeding like this.
That's not going to do anything.
Exactly.
For you.
But I thought, in a way, I thought, actually, that's kind of genius, because if he does it for long enough, he'll just tire himself out and then have to go home and be like, I worked so hard today. I deserve.
So he's giving the impression
yeah.
that he's been working hard at the gym. I see. Yeah, so I only just joined this local gym.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a pool. So I've been swimming. I just went to the gym today for the induction to learn how to use the machines because they intimidate me.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
They are quite scary creatures.
Especially because, well, I think you feel like everyone in there is watching you.
Yeah.
But actually no one is. Everyone's just concentrating on themselves and doing their own thing.
Of course.
But I think also everyone else is thinking, everyone is looking at me.
Yeah. It's a terrifying thing, because especially when you have somebody who's like really into the gym, and I mean like,
and they know exactly what they're doing. Yeah.
And then they're stood there, you can tell that they're kind of like waiting for you to do something, and you're adjusting.
And then you're like sat on the seat the wrong way around.
Yeah. And I mean, they're not going to come over and be like, I'm really sorry, but you're doing this wrong.
You're doing it wrong.
Yeah. And anyway.
Orcs. Anyway. I'm hoping to use the gym a bit more, but it's the place that I've now got membership to has the gym, pool, and classes, and I love classes like yoga and Zumba and all of that. I'm just such a white woman.
I remember when my mum used to do Zumba, and she would invite me along every so often.
It was
I loved it.
Zumba's
great. Amazing. It's just kind of like, it's dance, but it's exercise.
Yeah. And you get proper sweaty and you get proper into it, and then you and like you start going. Okay. And it's loads of fun. Yeah. I once went to a Zumba class that it's interesting when you're in a space like that, and it like, because more often than not, that it's a female only space.
Yeah.
Not because it says no men, but just because men don't choose to come to Zumba.
Yeah.
You know, come on, guys.
Well, you know,
it'd be an interesting experience. But it's so interesting being in one of those like female only spaces where like everyone's just sweating and dancing, and some of the moves are quite sexy because it's like hips and twisting and gyrating and all of that good stuff. And it's really fun being in a situation where you can like try and be sexy, but it's not for anyone. Like it's still being performed, but like to yourself.
Yeah, it's not really, like you kind of like, I mean, I always thought of it as a situation of, you're not going to kind of like sit your spouse down and be like, look what I learned today.
Yeah.
Like, and if you do, you are very confident as a person.
And well done.
Yeah,
well
exactly.
Done.
I should be like, Zumba for everyone.
Oh my God, imagine that. Imagine like going to Zumba with your partner.
Oh wow. Like that would be special.
Special is the right word.
I feel like there might be DVDs on this, but I don't want to go too far in depth as to what kind.
I was just about to say, what kind of DVDs, Josh? Yeah,
exactly. Also, DVDs, I meant videos.
Just
not on my DVDs anymore.
When I moved house, I got rid of all my DVDs.
I still have a huge crate of them. I need to get rid of it because there's a picture of it's a live DVD of Morrissey, and it's in like in the 90s, and it's just a picture of him topless, stood a little bit like this.
Ooh!
So anytime I walk into the living
room,
for
those who are listening and can't, don't know what like this is.
Sorry,
this
is radio.
He just posed, puffed his chest out, one hand above the head, one hand like on the hip. It was great.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of like, you know, the classic sexy 90s look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really suits you.
Yeah. It's never going to happen ever again.
But,
I know. But yeah, every time I walk into the living room, I just see that. And I think that's sufficiently disturbing. I don't want to see this hairy chested man just there.
If you have a whole crate of the DVD, surely you can just like put his to the bottom and have something else
on the
top.
It's a gripe
that
I have with myself.
But maybe it's there to keep reminding you, being like, I need to. Are you going to like import them all onto like a hard drive, or just take them all straight to the charity shop?
I think
they
all just need to go to the charity shop, because a lot of them are things that just like I can watch anyway.
I will say, I imported my DVDs onto a hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't watched any of them.
Yep.
On the hard drive as well, so.
It's the fact that you have them there. It's like, oh, going back to what it's like managing Dodie. So one of the things that I tried to do is expand her musical palette. So I gave her a hard drive of loads of different artists to listen to.
Oh my God,
to.
Can I have it?
You can ask her for it, because she definitely didn't listen to anything that I gave her. Well, no, maybe one or two things.
I will, because I know that my musical knowledge is limited.
Please, take it. I would feel wanted at that
and
point.
And speaking of my limited music knowledge,
yes,
I picked another song by a friend. Because I'm like, I've got friends who are musicians. I'll just play their songs and then they'll love me. And this is our friend Bri, who's currently on tour supporting 21 Pilots. Woo, 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 woo!
You've been sleeping in, 'cause you know no better, and whether you care for those you once adore, as we queue outside your bedroom door. And I've not seen you this down since you came around at Christmas. I witnessed the fall from to the darkest place. Oh, you said it was the last time, love. And I know it kills that you're not someone else. But you said it was the last time, love. Tell me you're not good enough. Tell me you're still keeping up. When you're at your bedside without any means to ease your mind. And I've not felt this useless. How can I get you through this? Oh, if life's before the taking, I'd give you mine without hesitating. Oh, you said it was the last time, love. I know it kills that you're not someone else. But you said it was the last. Trying to work it out. I can't do it. I've been trying to work it out. I can't do it. I've been trying to work it out. Trying to work it out. I can't do it.
Woo!
Sexy.
Yay, Bri!
Love that tune.
Look up online the 21 Pilots tour and go watch and get tickets. I don't know if they're sold out because they're like mega famous.
I believe they are. And it's European tour, so I think it's all kind of all done.
Well, Bri's got his own headline tour in February.
I think, yes. And also he has an album coming out on the 11th of November.
Which you can pre-order. I need to get Bri on the show. Yeah. I'm just like, you're welcome, Bri.
I've played it now. Come on. I think that song is... absolute tune. Love it so much.
So great.
It's bloody so euphoric.
Great. Euphoric, what a great word. Natalie is here.
Hello. Woo, 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 woo.
And it's time for our first game. Are you ready, Josh?
I am so ready for this.
We're going to play Innuendo or Innuendon't.
Mm. I'd like to pre-warn everyone, it's a filthy one tonight.
Great.
I mean, all the best.
I can't wait. Okay. I keep on needing to burp. I'm so sorry. Last week, I kept on needing to sneeze. This week, it's just bodily functions left, right and centre.
It's such a pleasure to be in the same room as you.
You're welcome. So, right, innuendo or innuendo, this is the way it works. Natalie has found some words and phrases on Urban Dictionary, mm-hmm. and some of them are
sexual, some of them are non-sexual. So innuendo or innuendon't.
Nice.
And we have to guess which one it is. And then we also have to guess the meaning.
Okay.
And we have to buzz in with noises from our mouths. So what's your buzzer sound going to be, Joshua? Okay, do that again, please, just so we know you can repeat it. I love it. Mine is going to be...
But you are doing that quite a lot.
Have
you
I been doing that a lot?
No, just when I came in here then. But you may just be burping
anytime.
Maybe just
be burping anytime. Yeah. Well, I've just got to always be ready.
Yeah.
If I accidentally burp, I've just got to be ready to answer.
I feel like mine's going to be more natural and yours is very much prepared. Oh, there we go.
Okay. Ready. Let's first one.
Let's go in. Fire top. Yes, Hannah.
Innuendo.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, I think that fire top means... Is it got to do with, like, being a top? Like, if you're, like, gay, being a top or a bottom?
Nothing to do with top.
Kissed by fire, like ginger pubes. So if there's a fire top, you've got a hairy chest that's ginger.
Actually, I was going to say. Yeah,
it actually isn't to do with ginger, but it does cover the pubic area... What did you say? Ginger pubes? Not ginger.
Okay.
Just not pubes. Even necessarily pubes. Just so what is in the pubic area?
Genitals.
Genitals.
So your genitals are on fire.
Which genital?
Fire top.
But which flavour of genital?
Oh, penis?
Penis, right. So we've got penis.
Flavour of genital.
Flavour of genital.
I love that. It's penis flavoured.
So what is happening in the penis area with a fire top?
Penis is on fire.
It is on fire, but something has to happen before it is on fire.
The ejaculation of said penis.
Something.
Oh my god! Imagine like when you what do you do when you like fart in a lighter? So it's like ejaculate in a lighter. That doesn't work, does
no,
it?
No, it's not the same.
Something is poured onto the penis, which would
candle wax.
Not candle wax. Something that will be flammable.
Gasoline?
No, but you're not far off. Okay. What are you drinking on the show now?
Oh, beer. Alcohol.
Alcohol.
Yes.
Okay.
So beer's like, not flammable,
let's say
but like
let's say like okay. spirit, a liquor. Yeah. So you're pouring it on the penis, mm-hmm. setting it on fire. But what happens next? Because that's not quite the end of it.
Oh, wow.
This is really a thing.
This is a great story time.
Another person is there also.
Are they...
Oh, my God, it catches fire to the vagina.
No.
It spreads.
No.
Not the vagina is not involved in the second part of this.
Hands.
It spreads
hands,
up the
mouth.
Belly.
Hands, but you're thinking on the right track.
Oh, belly button. Spreads up.
No, because they are trying to... The penis is on fire at this point. Someone's poured booze
onto it. Oh, so you're trying to put it out.
Right, but how are they putting it out?
With their balls.
Not with their balls. The second person
So the second person has something in their hands at this point.
Not in their hands.
They're just using
a certain part of their body is
their
putting out the fire. The face, but what part of the face?
Their mouth.
Their mouth, yes.
Okay, right.
A fire top is a sexual act in which a person covers their partner's penis in liquor, sets it on fire, and sucks their penis, putting the fire out.
I mean...
I need video proof that this works and is safe.
Well done, whoever just went fire top. Let's do it, baby.
I don't know who to give that to. You kind of both workshopped it there a bit. We got. I'll give you just a point each, I think.
Yay.
Okay.
Like, yay. We workshopped fire. We workshopped it.
What is a meemaw? A meemaw.
Innuendon't?
Correct.
I mean, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that it's a weird way of saying mum.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
I thought it was a Pokemon.
No, it involves an animal.
Oh, okay.
A meemaw.
So a cat.
A cat, yeah.
Involves a cat.
Involves a cat. Well, yes, it does involve a cat.
It involves a cat, so it's
It's a cat is in it, but it doesn't necessarily... The cat's not doing anything.
Something's being done to the cat.
No, it's something that you are...
You're feeling towards the cat, or is it something
else? It's a meemaw, like someone who owns a lot of cats.
No, they don't own cats. It's a cat. Let's say when you're in a certain state, maybe when you've had one too many beers, how are you?
Fuzzy.
Fuzzy, yeah. Okay. Quite drunk. And this cat, how is the cat involved?
They lick you.
No. This is a really hard one.
We both went for like licking.
Licking, yeah.
The cat.
The cat is drunk.
Sometimes when you're drunk, Yeah. Sits maybe on you. See things.
Right. You... The cat is a sexy cat now.
It's an innuend, don't.
I know.
It's not a sexy cat.
It's not a sexy
is
cat.
Is it you okay. actually don't have a cat and you start thinking you have a
exactly
cat?
Exactly right, Hannah. Oh. So that is a cat that you can only see, it says here, when you're high as shit. But I will accept drunk as well.
Wow. Oh, meme. Oh, we both, on, you got innuendo and, yes, and I got the...
Points there.
So many points.
Still okay, think it might be a sexy cat regardless if you're...
No. Depends on your frame could of mind be. At the time, I guess. Could yeah. be or any kind of cat, of really.
Okay. What is a silver dildo?
Innuendo, and it's a silver dildo.
Not innuendo.
I what? Don't believe it.
Not a silver dildo. No.
If you type that into Google...
I'm going to type into Google right now.
All right, so a silver dildo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
An innuendo. Yeah, if I'll put it into a sentence... Person one, mm-hmm. I heard Victoria Beckham only orders spinach at restaurants. Person two, wow, she's such a silver dildo.
She only uses the one particular utensil.
No,
to,
it's more about
just a posh person.
But it's not rich. It's not posh. It's somebody that's kind of not loose. They're very
okay. They're very uptight.
Uptight. There we go. Wow. Correct. It's a very uptight person, according to
because they've got
this.
Like a silver dildo up their ass.
Yeah, yeah. You would be, wouldn't you?
I just searched silver dildo, and I have to say that on the first page, the Urban Dictionary thing is not there, and it's actually sex toys.
Okay, well, Urban Dictionary.
Crowned jewels, limited luxury, handcrafted metal sex toys. Ooh.
Mm.
Ooh.
Oh, you're on three each.
Okay, anyway. Sorry. Yeah, yeah, sorry. You're distracted.
Let's just
continue.
Just, I was just like...
What's a donut stick? Yes, Josh.
Innuendo.
Mm-hmm, correct. What does it mean?
A donut stick. I'm going to go with... Oh, this is just going to be so weird, but I'm thinking, right, you're using either pinky or index... And it's going in the bumhole.
It's really good. That's a really good guess. But it doesn't involve fingers at all. No pinkies. No Ooh. Fingers.
Is it just a penis? And the donut hole is a vagina and then the donut stick is a penis?
No, a penis is very much involved in this, but it's not just as simple as
that. Is it a mouth?
Is it quite literally a donut?
No, but it's a donut stick.
No. Yeah, but the penis is the stick.
Right, the penis is the stick here.
Yeah.
Let me put in a sentence. I watched as she licked the glazing off my donut stick. Is that helpful? No.
but that's why it's just penis. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Because the glazing has come.
Okay,
right?
So let's. Okay, good word there, the last word you said.
Come.
Okay, right, so.
Great word.
Right. So the penis has. The person has come.
Yes.
They're not wiping it off, they're letting it dry.
Yeah.
Oh. Disappointing.
So where's the donut here? So it's dried on the penis.
The mouth.
I mean, I'm going to have to give this. A penis, it's a penis with dried cum over it, giving it the glazed appearance of a donut stick.
Got it. Right. Right.
Now it just looks like one of those ice
just makes,
donuts.
Yeah, good. Yeah. You're just, like, it's just like...
Okay,
we're all disappointed there.
Oh, I've got a final one.
Final one! Oh, is this the one that you were scared about saying?
I'm just going to say it.
Do it.
Please.
Do it.
Chocolate dipped macaroons.
Well, it's got to be. It's got to be an innuendo. If you're
according to this, it's not an innuendo. No.
So it's just disgusting.
It's not sexual. It's just a bit.
Does it involve shit then?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Right. Chocolate dipped macaroons.
Yeah.
Right. I'm gonna go with individual small versions of poo, just layered out.
Like Hansel and Gretel.
Just Hansel.
No.
Just
no.
falling out like no. rabbit droppings.
No.
No? Okay.
What was it again?
Chocolate-dipped macaroons.
Right.
Okay.
It's something shit-covered at this point.
It does.
Sex toys covered in shit.
I wouldn't say if it gets... It kind of... Yeah, it probably would get covered. It probably would. What part
so something's going up the bum.
What part of the body might it be? Let's talk about body
well,
parts.
Well, the arsehole, if it's we're talking
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, but it's someone's part of a body that gets stuck in the poo.
A is penis, it your fingers?
A finger. Not the penis, not the finger, but let's continue.
Toes.
Not toes. No. Oh, just go back up to the penis area. We're talking male or female here, do you think?
I mean, you said penis area, so maybe.
Yeah, I did just say Wait. Penis area.
Balls.
Yes. Balls. Right. So,
balls.
So what's
Three,
happening?
3, 2, 1. Balls.
Correct. So we've got balls and poo. How are we putting these together?
I think you do a shit and then you dip the testicle in
the shit.
In the shit. No. Well, or the testicle
it's not intentional.
In
it's not intentional.
How do you squeeze it?
It's not intentional.
Is it? Right.
You shit on your balls.
It's kind of that.
They're dangling right. to... Does, is it's, that...
Yeah,
like logistically
on
possible.
The
like
position that you're in,
could you shit on your balls?
You could shit on the. So say for instance,
please
you're
explain,
Josh. Let's take for example, you're doing the missionary position.
Yeah,
what some might call ordinary or normal, and you move forward and you say, right, man is on top, going at it, and then she shits on mattress, and then balls are just kind of. Dangling and kind of hitting against
is that,
that
it?
Bit there, or is that?
It's actually
no, but no. It, she said it's not sexual.
It's not sexual.
It sounded sexual when you said it, Josh. no, it's when someone's
going at
balls.
It.
Going
yeah,
at it.
It's when someone's balls get stuck in the poo on your asshole before wiping.
Oh. So it's like just after going for a shit.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you've done the shit, and then you accidentally your ball touches your bum. Gets when you poo stuck. On it.
Yeah, when you're on the toilet.
Does that ever happen?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
right. Yeah. Okay. Isn't
wow. It? I'm learning God. Something new wow. yeah. every day.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, like, I really hope that other people can relate to me. Because otherwise, I am really putting myself in.
Jacob? Where's Jacob?
Yeah, does that happen to you, Jacob? Yeah, he said yeah.
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 yeah. Thank God. I'm so worried.
Oh, my God. Oh, amazing.
So, I've got Josh down here for 4 and you for 3, Hannah. So I think that.
Oh, well done, Josh. You won.
Thank
Wait,
you.
Hold
Thank
on.
You.
Do we have. We don't have the applause anymore. Where did it go? Hey! We'll just do. Hey!
Thank
Exciting.
You.
Okay. Next, we have songs about sex. Josh, would you like to. Introduce the song about sex that you've chosen. You don't have to tell the full story just now, just introduce the song.
Yes, of course. This is Love is Only a Feeling by The Darkness.
Oh, the Radio presents
Back Row and Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
Nick Nevin, welcome to the studio.
Hey, how's it going? Young Guns 2 is the only film I've ever cried in. I'm not talking about a little tear. I haven't cried that much since Jamie Mitchell died in EastEnders, yeah, on Christmas Eve, yeah. And Sonia was in the hospital and Silent Night was all playing. Yeah. And yeah. I was just like, Jamie! Jamie, no!
No, not you, yeah, Jamie.
I haven't cried that much since then.
Oh, I fancied Jamie too.
Oh, he was a good-looking boy. Good-looking boy. What happened to him?
I know.
Bring Jamie and Emilio back and we'll make a bloody movie, man.
Hashtag Twitter that right now.
Every Friday.
Back Row and Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
I love the darkness.
I mean, as we were discussing off air, the fact that it's like, it's a proper power ballad.
Ugh.
And power ballads are like some of the best tunes of all time.
Best. For karaoke, just for like being alone at home.
Yeah.
For being anywhere with anyone.
Friends, this is a pre-party, this is a during party, this is
an after party.
Yeah, exactly. It's an everything tune.
Party, party, party. Yeah. So, why did you pick this as your song about sex, Joshua?
So,
I thought it was about love.
It is about love, but also it's
explain.
The darkness. It's all about, yeah. So, I mean, I forgot when I submitted this that this is going to be live radio rather than just a conversation between you and me. So,
welcome.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, picture this. I am 24 years of age. I was 18 at the time. It's the first year of university. It's New Year's Eve, everyone.
Oh, my God. Oh, setting the picture beautifully. I love it.
I'm in Guildford. I am.
It just got worse. it's like 18, first year of uni, New Year's Eve, Guildford.
My hair is forward. I've got that emo-y kind of look,
ooh,
the indie
yep,
kid in movie
mm-hmm.
look. There is a girl across the room. We've been talking for the past few weeks. And
how have you been talking? In person, text?
We've been talking in person, and then it went to text and Facebook message. So it went.
It's going backwards.
Yeah, I know. It was kind of weird. It was that I was part, because I come from Devon, so it was a natural thing just being like,
oh, I'm going to Devon this weekend.
Are you?
Yeah, never been. Anyway.
That's
such like
place.
An adult tone. Yeah. It's like, ooh.
Make sure you go and get some scones.
Oh, yeah. God.
Anyway,
okay.
So.
back to New Year's Eve.
Back to New Year's Eve. Right. So I've been talking to this girl
2010.
From 2010. And I essentially had. We'd been talking and it was kind of put forward the fact that it was like, oh, so New Year's Eve, are you going to this party? I was like, yes, I am going to this party.
I'll
like,
see you there.
I'll see you there. Mm-hmm. And there's me.
That's
you know?
A really exciting feeling.
Mm, because it was like, oh, this is New Year's Eve. Like, this is a thing that's kind of like, mm-hmm. everyone, like, you know, the hype is attached to
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, love the hype.
And especially when you're younger, it's kind of like there's double hype because you need to get yourself rammed up for the night. And then there's me asking my mates, being like, boys, so she's coming. What exactly do I need to say? Because I'm quite a shy child.
And you want a kiss at midnight.
And I want a kiss at midnight. And they're like, well, you know, just go with the flow. It's like, brilliant advice. Glad that that went. Thanks, guys. Thanks, guys. Go with the flow. Cool. And then I thought, go with the flow. The flow of beer, the flow of alcohol. Even better decision. Worse slash better, because it was kind of like, worked out in the air. Anyway, so, midnight.
Don't we skip ahead.
Oh, wait, yeah, so I'll skip to midnight, because the rest of the bits are quite boring, just having flirty conversation. And then it's midnight, kiss at midnight. That's great. Then,
oh, wait,
upstairs.
So it happened?
So it happened, the kiss at midnight.
Oh, I thought that was going to be the climax of the story.
No, it gets so much more silly. So, we then, I'd say around 10, 15 minutes later, just think, right, we'll head upstairs then.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I was not prepared for this.
As in emotionally, or you didn't have a condom?
Emotionally, I wasn't prepared for this. I thought to myself, all I've hyped myself up for is the kiss at midnight. Then I realised she is, you know, I don't know if it's beer or if it's something else. It's just the fact that we like each other. We're adults. We're 18. So, yeah, I'm at uni. Let's go for it. So anyway, yeah, head upstairs. This is my friend's flat as well. So
classic.
It's kind of like our house. So I just thought, right, well, I'm going to have to pick this room. Let's go in this room. That sounds like a great idea. Close the door. And as it's because it's New Year, the people play like kind of nice, uplifting tunes. This song was playing.
Yes!
And so one thing that I would like to add is the fact that also my girlfriend is listening and sorry.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie. But anyway, so it's at the point now where, you know, it's quite muffled. You know, you can hear the tune in the background and people mm-hmm. singing along. And then the door opens. No one's there. It's just the fact that the hinges are terrible.
Oh, wow.
So,
but, or it was a ghost.
Well, or it was a ghost. But it's that classic teen rom-com situation where, you know, like, you can hear the music downstairs and all of a sudden it's now part of the whole tune and there's me kind of like taking my shirt off and then lunge on the bed. That literally happened in real life to the point where it's like I could quite clearly hear the music as if I was playing it. And I thought, wow, at some point I'm going to come on an online radio station.
That's what you thought in that,
yeah,
moment.
In that moment.
Love is only a feeling.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Let's now look at these lyrics and see, yes, if we can find any hidden mm-hmm. sexual meanings.
I mean, it's the darkness. Surely there's something. It's just kind of the...
I mean, first line. The first flush of youth was a point... I'm just like, did you check their ID?
Yeah. I mean, worrying.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Just a heads up.
Yeah.
Whoo!
I knew that to you and into your life I had.
Oh my god! I felt lightheaded at the touch of this stranger's hand. An assault my defences systematically failed to withstand. What the? What? What? So a stranger is assaulting you.
Yeah.
And your defences
systematically like, failed to withstand. So it's kind of like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Like, huh. Do we, like, do I love this person? Who are you, by the way?
Am I in love with this this stranger who just assaulted me?
Yeah.
But hey, it's only a feeling. It's only a feeling. When I'm in your arms, I start believing.
Nice.
It's great.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, like, in terms of, I mean, yeah, it's fundamentally, it is a love song, I suppose.
I had seen, I had touched, I had tasted. That's just sex.
Yeah. Oh, God.
No, would tear a hole right through
the light of my life would tear a hole right through each cloud that scudded by.
I just saw the words tear a hole.
I mean, it's the fact that it's kind of like the words tear a hole in itself in a power ballad. In power ballad is a little bit like, right, this is getting intense.
Wait,
now
that's it? Are they the only lyrics? Does it just then repeat itself?
It's like 4 minutes of guitar solo.
Classic. Yeah. The darkness.
But I mean, like, yeah, love is only a feeling drifting away when you're in my arms. I'm just blah, 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 blah.
Boring love.
Yeah,
was
God.
Gross.
This isn't talking about sex. Let's talk about your uni music.
I actually have a funny New Year's Eve story.
Really? Please.
That reminds me of. But it's not not like sexy because okay. I was 15.
Right.
But basically, I it was the Joshua.
Oh, that I, okay.
So this was 2007.
Wow.
Midnight 2008.
Mm-hmm.
This was this guy. So in the lead up until like Christmas holidays, we'd been hanging out loads. We were friends. I super fancied him. And we ended up like kissing and stuff when we were like alone.
Yeah.
And I remember me being like, I want to be with you. I want to be your girlfriend. And him being all like, I don't know.
Oh, no.
And me being like, okay, we'll just continue hanging out until I convince you. Until you decide that you want to be with me, because that would be great.
Yeah.
And then that did happen.
Oh, my God.
Ladies, wow. And anyone else, don't pursue. If they, like, I don't know how that worked, but it hasn't worked since.
Mm-hmm.
So don't bother. But for some reason, it did work with this guy. It was mm-hmm. Christmas Eve, and me, like, at home on Christmas Eve, me and my friends all go out for drinks,
mm-hmm.
And then we spend Christmas with our families. Christmas Eve, we're all out for drinks, and then he came back to mine, and then that was when he was just like, I'm ready to do this. Will you be my girlfriend? And I was like, hell yeah! But then it was Christmas, and then I was going away to Germany with my family, and I was mm-hmm. getting back on New Year's Eve. And so I thought it would be this... Oh, and also at this time, me and him were keeping it a complete secret from our friends that we were okay. having anything.
Oh, that's what made it exciting.
Yeah,
as well.
But it was also because, like, I don't know, he needed his time to decide what his feelings were for me. And I think if we got, you know what high school is like, getting other people involved.
Yep.
It was like, no, because then they'll just be like, what, do you like Hannah? What's going on? Da, 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 da. Yeah, and he'll be like, I'm trying to figure it out.
This is far too stressful for me. I'm only 15.
Yeah. Oh, he was 16, I think. Yeah, because he was a bit older than me.
Oh, so he should have known better.
He should have known better. anyways, so I was like, well, we're not going to see each other until this New Year's Eve party that we're both going to, mm-hmm. but we have decided that we are officially a couple, a fish. And I was like, don't you think it'll be a bit more fun if we still kept it a secret until midnight?
Oh, I love that. Picture that scene. So everyone standing around you going, oh, and Happy New Year.
That's exactly what happened. We were at this New Year's Eve party. It was like all of our close friends. So it was like a family friend's parents' house party.
Yeah.
So all of our parents were there, but also all of just my closest group of mates were all there. And at midnight, me and him kissed. And everyone just was like, what?
At that point, it's like, midnight, this has happened. 12:01, people are pulling you from side to side. 12:05.
It was a huge drama, though. There was like a split amongst my group of friends. Some of them who were like super happy for me because they knew that I really fancied him. Mm-hmm. And others who were really mad at me for keeping it a secret. And... because he was one of the guys in our friendship group who one of my previous friends had dated like when we were like 30 and another one had fancied him a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
So it was just like, whoa, Hannah, he's not yours. And I was like, yeah, he is now.
Back off.
Anyway, so that's my New Year's story.
Wow, gosh, it's all kicking off.
I hope no one from home is listening to that because I think that's how it happened in my head.
It was New Year's Eve. I mean, like, you never know at that point. I mean, I'm
anyone else got any good New Year's Eve stories? I just realised we haven't really been reading anyone's tweets. We're going to do that. Guys, don't forget to tweet us at FUBAR Radio or you can email Hannah at FUBARradio.com and we'll read some of them out in a bit because we are going to be playing Shitter Twitter.
Oh, nice.
We're going to be playing Shitter Twitter where we read out our tweet drafts. So also if you have any tweet drafts, then please tweet them at us. But if you don't want them to be public, then just maybe just email them. Hannah@foobarradio.com. That might be better. Okay, this next song. Do you watch Stranger Things?
I do watch Stranger Things.
Okay, this is a Stranger Things and a Childish Gambino mix.
I mean, I'm
are you ready?
So ready.
Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Okay, it's Childish Gambino, homegirl, drop it like the NASDAQ. Move white girls like this coat up my ass crack. Move black girls, cause man, fuck it, I'll do either. I love pussy, I love bitches, dude, I should be running Peter in Adidas with some short shorts. B-O-O-R over me, my green is where it's supposed to be. Your green is in my grocery. This Asian dude, I stole his girl, and now he got that coachy beef. My dick is like an accent mark, it's all about the overeats. Hot like a parked car, I sound weird like nigga with a hard R. Fly like the logo on my cousin's 440. Eating Oreos like these white girls that blow me. Vodka for my ladies, whiskey for a grown man. Hanging in the islands looking for Earl like Toe Jam. I make the beat retarded so I'm calling it a slow jam. Butcher and I know it, man, kill me, go ahead. These rappers are afraid of him, cause I'm a beast, bitch, girl. Invaders and Gambino is a call girl. Fuck you, gave me brand new whip for these niggas like slavery. So
Season two. When is season two?
It's next year. There's 10 episodes.
Yay!
2 more than this one, I think, or something.
Wasn't
like that.
Wasn't there, like, 6 or something?
Yeah. I'm just so excited.
Wow, we've gotten to that point. Okay, yeah. It's time for Shitter Twitter. Ooh. La, 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 la.
Nice.
At this point, the guys listening just know how bad I am at this, because I only have a week to, like, have any new tweet drafts, and just sometimes you don't have any tweet drafts. But I have some this week, but they're all just boring and terrible, and that's probably why they did not get tweeted.
Mm-hmm. I have a lot like that. Mostly my angst at...
I want angst. Come on.
Yeah. it's mostly angst of reality TV.
Oh, my God.
So,
go.
So, for instance, Honey G. Have you heard of this character?
No, I've heard of Honey Boo Boo Girl.
Okay, so Honey G is a contestant on The X Factor.
God, I've not watched it this year.
Right, okay, so she is an anomaly, essentially. She's this 45-year-old woman from Essex or London, around this area, wears huge sunglasses and a flat peak cap, and all she does is rap.
I'm Googling her now.
Yeah, please do, because I don't understand why people keep voting for her. It's just...
Oh, wow.
I mean... It's just not on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so...
And she's in the live shows?
She's in the live shows, and she's, like, one of the favourites as well.
Is she a good rapper?
No, that's the problem. So that then brings me
that's
to...
That's the problem.
That's the problem. So that brings me to my tweet, which is, Honey G, fuck off.
Great, and that didn't get tweeted because...
Mainly because I do have people from...
Because you're in the music industry.
Yeah, from music that kind of would frown upon that. And so there are moments where, if it's musically related or from The X Factor in particular, is where my anger comes from.
Sure.
But yeah.
I've not watched it since Little Mix won.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, because that was its heyday, man.
Well, that's true. That was when it went to Wembley Arena for the first time.
I don't think I could name a single person that's come out of X Factor since then.
I'm struggling myself, even though I went to one of the live shows last year.
There you go.
Yeah. Louisa Johnson.
Nope.
She won last year.
No idea. Who
no?
That is. Yeah. No, I do. Never heard that name.
Reggie and Bowley, did you hear about them? Oh, my God.
No.
God, they were the Honey G of 2015.
Well, I'm devastated. I missed it.
Yeah.
Obviously devastated.
Yeah.
I've got a draft here that is so boring and also just pointless for me to read out now because you guys already know this because I mentioned it at the beginning of the show, which is just bumped into Evan Edinger at the gym. We gonna be gym buddies and get super fit and healthy. And then I didn't tweet that because it's boring as shit tweet. And then Evan basically tweeted, oh, bumped into Hannah at the gym.
Oh my goodness. That's the best.
So Evan's got lower standards for tweets than me, is what I've...
One of my drafts, which is... I'm going to give it context now, but it's the fact...
No, say it first, okay. And then give context.
Right, okay.
My show, my rules.
Right. Noted. Mm-hmm. So this is with Daniel J. Layton.
Mm-hmm.
And it just simply says, out with Daniel J. Layton, lots of pretty ladies. And... The context.
Just that, out of Daniel J. Layton, lots of pretty ladies.
Yeah, I was going to finish it and add something else,
sure.
But it's the fact that I was just like, no, I'll think of something later. Never did. No, essentially what this was is that Dan and I, we like to go to the cinema. We like to, go for a nice meal beforehand, watch a film. It's kind of like our night out.
I love it.
Yeah. And
can I come next time?
Of course you can.
Thank you. I mean, of course you can.
Nobody's asked. It's just been our thing. But so we were walking through Soho and we were on our way to Home Slice, hashtag not sponsored. And I was there with my scooter and a giant rucksack, and we walked past this one girl, and he kind of turned back a little bit, and I just went, yeah, pretty lady. And then we continued. But then it was the thought process of me walking up to a woman on the street
with
my
scooter,
just going, pretty lady.
Oh, creepy.
So that's where that came
pretty
from.
Pretty lady.
Pretty lady.
I've got a tweet here that it's kind of similar, like one that I was like, I'll finish this.
Yeah.
And didn't finish it because I couldn't think of anything. Mm. And it just says, trying to explain to Americans what bonfire night is. And then and that's the tweet. Because I wanted to, like, say something afterwards, like, oh, it's trying to explain to Americans what bonfire night is. Kind of like, lol, and then a funny observation about what that's like. And I couldn't think of anything.
So you just went, this needs to stay as is.
just like, I'll come back to it. Yeah. And now I'm just like, there's no point. But it was interesting. When I was trying to explain it to an American, so I was like, okay, reference points. Mm-hmm. 4th of July. It's like our 4th of July. And then when I was like thinking about it, I was like, but actually, 4th of July is celebrating how the United States, like, overthrew their rulers had their own independence.
Yeah.
5th of November is us being like, someone tried to do that, but we caught them! Caught them and we murdered them! And the establishment stayed the same, nothing changed.
Huzzah! Thank God for that!
We don't want no revolution here! So I was like, it's kind of like 4th of July, but the complete opposite.
Yeah, exactly. But there's still fireworks, right? Yeah.
There's still loads of fireworks. It's like, imagine if America celebrated if Britain caught all of the founding fathers and hung, drawn, and quartered them. And then that's what we were celebrating.
I mean, that's something worth celebrating. I'm joking.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, I have one here, which is, oh God, I just come across as such a posh twat sometimes. But I just put, so there's Gail's Bakery.
Okay, carry on.
It's a favourite of mine in the central London and western London province.
We're not in Canada.
I know. I put, I'm calling you out, Gail's. Your matcha tea isn't up to scratch as it used to be. Solid 6 out of 10 callback to one of Dodie's songs.
But also the 6 out of 10 is not a callback to Dodie's song, because Dodie's song is like a callback to just a joke within our friendship group.
Exactly.
There's a video of mine from years ago when I was living with Jack Howard and Kieran and Tom, and it was a video about living with boys in London, and the idea was that I can't like walk around naked anymore. Yeah. And so there's like this shot of me in my bra opening my bedroom door, Jack's walking down the stairs, and I just go, ah! And run into the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then Jack walks past the camera and just goes, 6 out of 10. And that was like from years ago.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, do you want a writing credit? Is that what you're asking?
No, it wasn't me. It was Jack anyway. I've got another one that just says, Dumbledore was right. Doing the right thing isn't easy at all.
Hannah. Hannah, what's your gripe?
My gripe is Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Domestic abuser.
Is allowed to be in...
Maybe.
Well, yeah.
Don't know if I can actually say that on the radio. Mm. Allegedly, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, of course.
Legal stuff.
And he's going to be in the next Harry Potter spin-off series.
Fantastic Beasts. And here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I know that the right thing to do is to boycott it.
Yes.
Because this is what everyone's doing in my social group of friends, and you know it's the right thing to do.
Of course.
But I just love Harry Potter too much, and I like it hurts, and I'm just like, well, I need to go see it. I have to know.
You're
and
in such a quandary as well. I mean, it's the idea of like, I mean, because he's going to be in this one.
I
right?
don't know.
You don't, know. So you're boycotting the entire series simply because of this news, regardless of if he's in
know.
It or not. I mean, I'm just trying to. I'm trying
know.
To help you out here. Do you want me to go in your place, see it, and then be like, he's not even in it? But yeah.
Anyway, yeah, it's just like, it's my favourite franchise.
Yeah.
Has J.K. Rowling tweeted about it yet?
I don't think so.
Let me just check her Twitter right now. Because everyone's like, she's been tweeting since. She tweeted 29 minutes ago, but not about...
Maybe she's openly ignoring this kind of thing.
JK.
And you're usually the voice of reason for this kind of thing.
Oh, I'm just like sad now. Hey, do you know what's a sad song?
Yeah. Nice one. I like that.
Do you want to introduce... We played this last week.
Yeah.
But Josh picked this because he's got to plug his own client.
Yeah. I hate that word. Dodie is my client.
Client.
So, as Hannah said, she's already played this, but it's from Dodie's debut EP in the Intertwined EP, and this is the track Sick of Losing Soulmates.
Strange being you are. God knows where I would be if you hadn't found me sitting all alone in the dark. A dumb screenshot of youth. Watch how a cold, broken teen will desperately lean on a super glued human of proof.
All right, I got a hobnob in my mouth. Was this ASMR?
I mean, it's just all I can hear in these cans. It's just
All right, we got Natalie back.
Hello.
Woo-woo-woo. Hey.
We're gonna play the fuck you saying, mate. But before that, we've got some tweet drafts in, which we were reading during that song, and they're very funny. Jamie said, This was in their drafts. Playing cards against humanity. Black card. I get by with a little help from blank. And the winning white card was white privilege. I get by with a little help from white privilege. Amazing.
Nice.
I love the socially aware cards against humanity combos. And Felix had a tweet draft that was just like, and he had a great ass. That's it. I mean, love it.
No context. It's just...
The no context ones are my favourites.
Yeah. Of course.
My faves. Anyways, the fuck you saying, mate? Are you ready for this next game?
I'm very ready.
Do you have any idea what it's about?
I don't.
Good. So, have you heard of the YouTube channel pronunciation manual?
Of course.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Things like Chateauneuf de Pape is Chateauneufy Doofy Poopy.
That's my favourite one!
Yeah.
Chateauneuf de Doofy Doopy. That's my favourite one! Oh my God, we're the same person, Josh. Okay. So, for people who listening who have no idea, Pronunciation Manual is like a parody YouTube channel. If you type into YouTube how to pronounce Chateauneuf de Pape, then it comes up with like the most ridiculous, incorrect but hilarious pronunciations of them. And so what we're going to do is listen to some of them and then have to guess what the real word is.
This is far too good.
And so here is, for people listening, an example. So this is how to pronounce Pronunciation Manual.
Porn cat on man anal.
Yes. So that's
nice.
Context of what we're about to listen to. Okay. And Natalie has the answers.
Mm-hmm.
I think we just buzz in the same, but they're really difficult. So usually, so we're just like,
it's just real guesswork from here.
Pretty much.
I will give you clues.
Okay.
Yeah. Help.
Okay. Cool. First one.
Get Gurmy. Gurmy. Get Gurmy.
Wait, hold on. Is it Germany?
No.
Oh,
it's not. It doesn't begin with a G.
Well, of course not.
Is it with a J?
No.
Oh, this is so much
No.
Is there a J or a G in there somewhere?
No.
Gurmy. Great.
Gurmy.
Gurmy.
Is it one word? Two?
It's one word.
It's one word.
Oh, my God.
It starts with an A.
Almania. Because
that's Germany,
Germany in German.
Nothing, no, not nothing German to do with this. Nothing.
God,
no,
I thought German. I was like being super clever then.
Yeah.
Wait, actually, no. Almania is Germany in French.
Oh,
it's Germany in French. Deutschland is Germany in German. Oh my God. Okay,
God.
Let's stop.
Right, okay.
Wrong.
Right.
Gurmy.
Oh my goodness.
Is there anything in what we heard that could give us any clue?
No, if I had that, I have no idea. Absolutely no idea. No.
What about the me bit? Nothing?
No,
nothing at all?
No, I mean, no.
Animal, mineral, vegetable.
Everyone's favourite sex tape.
It's definitely not an animal.
What?
Animal, mineral, vegetable.
It is, I can tell you. It's a profession.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
A profession. Doctor. No. Lawyer. Accountant.
No, it begins with A.
Architect.
Yeah, oh yes it is. What? It is architect. That
what?
Is great. I mean that's obviously that's obviously architect. Now you listen
Wait,
to it.
Wait, let's
again.
Listen to it.
Get Gurmy. Gurmy. Get Gurmy.
Okay, so normally after we guess it, I can hear it somewhere in there.
That
no.
is just nothing.
Absolutely. No, are you sure you got the right one?
I was just looking to confirm that with Jacob, but he's nodding at me like, yes, it definitely is. So, yeah.
Wow.
It is, yeah.
Okay, well, next one.
Sir Shrinipur. Sir Nishrinipur.
I think Jacob's going to come in and explain something. Like,
did you fuck it up, Jacob?
Wrong, Jacob?
The whole thing is wrong. This is the wrong.
Oh.
That explains everything.
Was that last week?
Let's do architect again then.
Let's do architect.
Was that last week's?
Yeah, I think so.
God, I don't even remember what last week's were.
Me neither.
Jesus. Maybe it was Germany.
Well, let's press it. Press
Wait,
architect.
So is this
let's
architect?
See what architect actually is.
Yeah. I'd kick.
Hey!
Yeah, that makes sense.
Jesus,
that makes sense.
I'd kick.
Because I was thinking when I heard that, yeah, I don't know how you'd ever get architect out of Gurmy.
That was.
Okay, well, let's go on to number two then.
I want to know what Gurmy was, but we must have done it last week and I can't remember. Anyway, good times. Next one.
Nuarlio Leonis.
Next.
Oh!
It's obvious now.
New Orleans.
Yeah, New Orleans. It is New Orleans.
Yeah.
That's correct.
New Orleans. No,
that was easy. That was very easy.
Yeah, we should have gone with the other one.
They're like, how is that New Orleans? Right, next one.
Hamburger.
Yes. Yeah.
This has never been this fast before.
Never.
Hamburger. Go.
Ah, hamburger.
Okay. Wow. Okay, well, this segment's going to be over fairly quickly. I swear I've heard this one before. Onomatopoeia.
Yes, unbelievably.
What?
Yes, the hell?
Onomatopoeia.
I was going tomato burger.
Potato.
It's the ingredients of a burger. No.
Josh, you can't win, but you can still have fun and guess the next one.
What, just before we play anything?
No, nothing.
What?
Minute.
It does begin with an M.
Mother.
No, it's something that you'd find on social media.
Meme. Mm.
That is correct, Hannah. Yes. Yeah.
Let's hear that one.
Minute.
Hannah's got four. Josh got
smashed
one.
It.
That was the easiest
one. I even got architect and I didn't listen to the actual.
That's the wrong one. That's how good she
Germany.
Is.
Yeah, you've done this far too much.
I definitely think I've heard onomatopoeia before, though. I will admit.
You have heard it before, but not on this show.
Okay. Because I just go on pronunciation manual in my spare time as my hobby. Great.
Yeah, amazing. But yeah, well done, Hannah.
Thank you. You were a great, what's it called? I was about to say component.
Opponent.
Yeah. I can't use words anymore.
I'm so happy for you. You're not competitive at all.
All right, guys. After this next song, we are going to be playing Drunk Advice Live, and we're going to be live on Facebook. So if you go and head over to FUBAR Radio's Facebook page, you can actually watch us in video form through these cameras. Yeah, you spotted your camera, Josh?
It's terrifying.
And if you do have any questions for advice, then you can tweet at FUBAR Radio or email hannah@fubarradio.com. And we're going to be playing Drunk Advice right after this.
Come on, big fella, you drunk, big fella. Two sips and now you want a trip, big fella. You not a drinker. I can see it all in your leg, big fella. You wobbly, big fella. You finna fall. Sit down, you drunk, big fella.
All night I've been drinking, all night I've been drinking, all night I've been drinking, hey, hey.
Everybody outside, everybody outside. When I pull up outside all night, though. Everybody high five, everybody wanna smile, everybody wanna lie, that's nice, no. Oh, now you wanna chill, oh, now you wanna build, oh, now you got the bill, that's cool, though. Oh, now you got the gas, oh, now you wanna laugh, oh, now you need a cab, that's true, though.
All you do is talk, I ain't got shit to say. Can't no one get in my car, I don't even valet.
Long discussions, oh, you my cousin? No, you wasn't, you just wanna ride. You just wanna talk about politics, Chicago shit, and rockin' shit.
Start dancing, ho.
Spill fries on the seat, Sprite on the seat, come ride on the seat. Last girl, she a lie on the seat, she a fart on the seat, now she jogging the streets. I don't trust no one, faking like a fan, asking for a pic. You should use your phone, call a Uber, you a goofy if you think I don't know you need a lift. Is you is or is you ain't got gas money. No IOUs or debit cards, I need cash money. So back up, I need space now. I need you to slow down, it's not a race now. I can't really hear what you gotta say now. Shut up!
Start dancing, ho.
Welcome to Drunk Advice Live!
Oh my my God, I'm part of the club now. Gosh.
All right, there are three rules to drunk advice. Rule number one, be drunk. If you don't drink, be in the spirit of drunk. Cheers.
Cheers.
Rule number two, have a friend with you. Is there Josh?
Hiya.
New friend?
Yes.
Last 6 months? I don't know.
New enough
friends. Good friends.
Yeah.
And rule number three, don't take her advice.
Please.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Just shaking our heads into the cameras. Watch on Facebook Live. Facebook Live. FUBAR Radio. Okay, Josh, would you like to do the honours? And have you seen any questions that you like the look of?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the one that says, "Hi, Hannah and Josh. I really want a lip piercing, but my family keep telling me not to do it. I mean, I'm 18. I can do what I want. But I'm also close with my family and so respect their opinion. Do you think I should go for it?
Do you still live with them? This is the question.
That is the question, isn't it? Because if you are solely independent, say for instance if you're going to university or you live on your own,
yeah,
it's your own rules, really.
Also, you're allowed to respect someone's opinion,
mm-hmm,
and also have a different one.
Yeah, no, it's true. Well, it's the same. It's like, for instance, when I was 18, I got a tattoo. Even though
you
I was
have a tattoo? What's
I
your
do
tattoo?
Have two. Oh, God, it's the worst tattoo in the world. So... there's a band called Elbow.
I love Elbow!
Yeah.
You have a tattoo on your elbow?
No, I have a tattoo of the album cover from Build a Rocket Boys by Elbow.
That's great!
Yeah. I was 18. I was like, oh, my mum told me not to do it, never to do it. My dad told me, you know,
doesn't like
it. Do
you just
like
show
it.
The people on camera just there?
Yeah, that there.
Hey!
Now it's fully public. Oh, God. It tends to be a thing where people, like, they talk about tattoos and they just kind of go, oh, but I'd never get one. And there's me going, sure. Neither would I.
No, never. Not
no,
me.
Never.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
How much do you want this lip piercing? Go for it.
Yeah. I mean, just kind of like, yeah, as you said, you can respect their opinion, but do what you want, essentially.
You're 18.
Yeah.
Go cray cray. Okay, here we go. What do you think about pubic hair on boys? Do I shave it all off or just a little bit? I know all girls are different, but I just need some direction.
See, I think it's all about personal preference, whatever you want to do. I shave all mine off.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
How come? Just...
I think it was just kind of like...
makes it look bigger.
Yeah, I think that was the kind of thing. It's that I'm only 5'4" and I thought, I've got to get something to make... No, it's genuinely, I don't know why. It's just the idea of having pubic hair for me just felt a little bit, like, busy.
Busy, I like that.
But for some, it's just like trimming is one possibility. Mm-hmm, at the same mm-hmm. time, not doing anything at all. I mean, it's just kind of like, I don't think it should really, like, matter on what the girl... I mean, that's only from my side of things.
Yeah.
But it's never really... It's like, it's not a conversation that I have with my girlfriend being like, oh, like... What do you think?
What do you think I should do?
Yeah, exactly. Lee. What do you think I should do? Because this is what I think, and I have very strong opinions about your pubic hair.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You do you.
Yeah.
The thing, like, there's no right or wrong way to go here. Manscaping,
agreed.
They call it.
What, the oh, okay.
I think.
I thought
I might be completely wrong.
I thought manscaping.
Like male grooming.
Oh,
I thought
okay.
it was manscaping.
No, sorry,
is it
I'm
not?
Thinking
is that
about,
something different?
No. I'm thinking about, what is it with man spreading is what
oh,
I was
whoops,
thinking
I,
of.
I searched it in images.
Yeah.
Yeah, the removal
yeah.
or trimming
oh,
of
okay.
hair in a man's
yeah,
body.
Yeah.
Oh, but it could be chest hair as well, I guess, because it's like all hair, manscaping.
Yeah, fair enough.
Anyway, interesting.
Say what you will about manscaping, the woolly mammoth died out for a reason.
That's on Google.
That's on Google. That's not a
what?
Dictionary.
Google?
That's Google.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Oh, wow. Okay. Next question. Right.
God, stop.
Sorry, I'm just reading through loads of them and figuring out which ones are good.
Go on. Go on, your choice.
My choice? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Listening from the States. Hi, States.
Hiya.
Enjoying the show and have a question for you. I broke up with a girl several months ago and I'm very over it. The sex was amazing though and I still think about it. Is that healthy? I think that's totally healthy.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If the sex was good,
then
cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Think about it. Masturbate over it.
Yeah.
Like, all of the things. I still do that, thinking about people that I maybe slept with like 2 years ago. It's great.
Well, that's the whole, it's the idea of wank bank, isn't it?
Wank bank.
You're not ever supposed to like.
It's just you and your wank bank.
Yeah. I mean, it's just you and your intimate moment with your wank bank. You're unlocking the code and you're just kind of thinking, right, which one today? It's
like going through the files.
Going through the files.
I have like a weird thing though about, oh no, I can't say that. It's way too recent. I'm totally going to tell you afterwards.
Oh God.
But I have a thing of like, it depends on my emotions towards the person and whether or not I can think about them that way.
Yep.
So when my ex broke up with me and my emotions towards him were anger and sadness and heartbreak, I couldn't do that because thinking about him wouldn't make me horny.
Yeah, exactly. It would just make you feel sad.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't feel like masturbating anymore.
Yeah.
But that was a really interesting time for me because I'm the type of person who thinks about whoever I'm currently interested
in. I was going to say exactly the same thing. It's like being in a relationship. I mean, some people might find that boring, but I find it kind of like that's what I'm actually enjoying at the moment.
That's so, what I think about.
Yeah.
And so when me and him broke up, I was like, shit, who do I wank over now? Like, I had to do a bit of soul searching of like, I actually gotta go back a bit and
really think
who do
about
I not have
wank.
Any negative feelings towards, and so I could pluck.
This wang bank file system isn't as good as it used to be.
Anyway, totally fine to masturbate or think about your ex sexually. Yeah. Like, don't worry about it. Totally healthy.
Definitely.
Doesn't mean that you're not over them. It's all good. Oh, here we go. Oh, there's another one, fairly similar. Josh, do you want to read this one out?
Hi, I've been having a lot of sex dreams about Jake Gyllenhaal and feel really bad when I wake up. Am I normal? I want to stop it, but I can't. I mean,
you're very normal.
You're extremely normal.
Everyone has sex dreams about Jake
Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal.
I say Gyllenhaal. I don't know.
Jakey G.
Always going to have, like, what would be your sex scenario with Jakey G?
Oh, wow. Oh, well.
You've been put on the spot.
Yeah,
right
I really have. I think it would be very similar to whatever I think about. It's always something a bit naughty.
Yeah.
Like, we shouldn't be having sex in the place that we're having sex.
Okay.
That's usually. Which never happens in real life, which is why it's a fantasy.
Yeah, of course. I mean, like, I would always think that like, the fantasy side of things is the fact that Jakey G's in the room in the first place. So it's just kind of like, have at it.
Jakey G's watching you and your girlfriend having sex.
Oh, my God.
And he's masturbating.
Just a new addition to the wank bank material.
File that away under the celebrity category.
Just find me later, just kind of going, oh, what's Jakey G?
Checking. Oh my god. Anyway, totally normal.
Absolutely.
Also, like, you say you want to stop, but I mean, as someone who's not a psychiatrist, I'm pretty sure there's no way that you can like stop yourself from dreaming certain things.
Of course.
It's your subconscious.
And celebrity crushes are just generally quite natural. It's just like, regardless of who it is. Unless you are so repulsed by Jake Gyllenhaal that it's just at the point where it's just like, I hate Jake Gyllenhaal.
Why am I having all these dreams about him? Yeah. Stop! Here we go. Josh, this one's for you.
Right.
I'd like to grow a mustache, but I can't. All my friends have got facial hair. Do you think I should see a doctor?
No. Some people can't grow facial hair. Some people can.
It's Movember, though. You're not doing Movember. You didn't shave at the beginning of the month.
No, and unfortunately, if I don't have this kind of, like, bottom half, I look quite weird and babyish. And I think, like, someone like me, where, like, my moustache doesn't really grow so much. Kind of does this nice tashy area.
Sure.
But it's just, like, if I just had this...
Yeah.
I mean, it just wouldn't look right.
But also, like, how old are you, this
person?
Yeah,
exactly. That's the first question, is that, you know, if you're 12, then...
You've still got time.
You've still got time.
Still
and also,
got time.
If all your friends have got facial hair, that's not real. But at the same time... Yeah, no, it's, I have loads of friends that are kind of like... There are, you know, I'm 24. I have friends that are the same age and older that can't grow facial hair. And it's just kind of...
It's the way of life.
Yeah, it's the way of
life. Draw it on.
It's genetic, yeah. Draw it on. Sharpie. Just really
look. Yeah, it would look great.
Yeah. Or one of those stick-on ones. So it's like one day completely baby face, next day you've really gone for like the bushiest.
I love it.
Mustache.
Well, you know how you can get like your eyebrows tattooed.
Yeah,
it's not permanent tattoo. It, like, lasts a few weeks. I don't know
how long.
Maybe you can get a mustache tattooed.
Maybe that's the next step. Or you get some hair from the back of your head, depending on kind of like, you know, your your hairline is doing. Then yeah, take that and then. Stick it there. Implants.
Super glue.
Pritt stick.
PVA.
Ooh.
I love it. Nice. I love it. Okay, hold on. We got... I've gained a bit of weight over the summer and feel a bit gross. What can I do to feel better about myself? Okay, I feel you. Because I... Well, actually, I don't know if I've gained weight over the summer because I don't weigh myself. Mm-hmm. But I know that I just feel... less healthy and less fit.
Yeah.
And so I would say we all need to just try and remove weight from the equation. Like, the numbers do not help in the slightest, ever. And it's like proven that if you exercise, whether or not you lose weight or not, mm-hmm. you genuinely feel better about your body.
Yeah, it's true.
So do that.
I think
I just joined the gym.
Yeah.
Been going swimming.
And it's also kind of like...
But I also have eaten half a packet of Hobnobs.
But like for someone like me that finds things like the gym slightly boring, it's adding activity to it. So, I mean, if you like things like tennis.
Tennis!
Or football or anything like that. Just a sport or
running.
Something. Running. Just there's an activity attached to it.
Pokemon Go.
I mean, is that still relevant?
I don't know. I never downloaded it in the first place.
Did you not?
No.
I'm so surprised. You must have been the only one out of all of us.
I went to Savannah Brown's birthday picnic, mm-hmm. and I was the only person there, not on Pokemon Go. And everyone's like running around this park, fighting each other,
yeah,
catching Pokemon. And I was just like, who wants to learn how to do a cartwheel?
And did you succeed?
Who was I? I can't remember who I was trying to teach to do a cartwheel.
Someone needed to be taught how to do a cartwheel. Hang on, this is advice in itself that someone didn't know how to do a cartwheel. It's depressing. It's fine. Moving on.
Moving swiftly on. Hello, people watching on Facebook Live, by the way. Hello. right, let's play a song. And then we're going to do more questions. More questions after the song. This is another song that Josh chose, and I've no fucking clue what it is.
I was fighting out of balance, and you had a clean head. I'm falling to the ground, and you lay your words on me like fire. Burn me, you're burning me. Be good if you're good, show who you are and what you
Bar Radio presents
Hey and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
Hi, my girl has a nice round eye.
Cool, safe.
Sometimes I want to get my kebab, dip it in her bum crack before having my dinner.
Make sure it's a kofta.
Maybe it's one of the kebab on the skewers. Don't use skewers.
Why are you... I swear,
as the more this show goes on, the more ridiculous
the weirder the problems
like,
get.
We used to get, like, fairly normal ones. Check this out. Hi, my boyfriend gets a cucumber and hits me with it and takes off his clothes at the same time when he wants to have sex. Kind of turns me on, but still weird. Should I just let him do it?
No!
When is that ever... happen
every Wednesday.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
All right, we've got some more drunk advice questions. Ooh. And also we're live on Facebook Live on FUBAR Radio, so Hi. You can watch. And I've put these headphones on really weirdly. I'm just gonna rearrange.
Hannah needs to adjust. You can watch on
that
Facebook.
That was just there was just hair all over my ears. Okay, so we've got this question here. I've never masturbated before and quite worried. I've had sex, done all the works, I just don't touch myself. How do I get over the first step? First of all, do you have a penis or do you have a vagina? Because then it's very different.
Well, surely then we should do a masturbation 101 for both male and female in this sense.
Ready! All aboard the masturbation train! okay. First of all, quite worried. There's nothing wrong with not having masturbated. That's mm-hmm. fine. Don't worry.
Agreed.
I say don't worry about it. It's easier said than done. But also just don't worry about it. Mm. Okay, I'll go first. Mm-hmm. If you have a vagina or a vulva, clitoris, all of that good stuff, then the thing that I would start with, if it maybe makes you feel slightly uncomfortable, is over knickers. Touch yourself over your underwear. Also touch like the surrounding area, like your tummy, your legs, your inner thighs, your butt, like all of this. Just touch around. Just get used to like just touching your body. Mm. Head, shoulders, knees and clitoris, knees and clitoris. Do that. That's a great idea.
That was the first draft, and then they just went, we need to make this like eligible for children.
We need to play this in schools. So that is what I would say the first step is, over underwear and just start touching yourself.
Yeah.
If you have a vulva. Penis time.
Penis time.
Penis time.
All aboard the penis train.
Let's see if I can go an octave above. No, it's not going to happen. If I go octave.
No, it's not going to happen.
No.
Right, penis. Okay. Just my favourite word. So, I mean, the key itself is within the kind of like massaging the balls in this sense.
Oh, interesting. As a first step.
As a first step for me, it's kind of like you're working your way. So you're kind of like doing exactly the same thing. You're touching your body and working your way downwards. You need to go, as a man, you kind of just want to think, right, let's get to the point here. And it's you essentially just got you're working the work the shaft, also kind of
work
like
the
work the shaft for yourself. I know this sounds ridiculous, so I think the key factors are is kind of massage the shaft slightly and then work your way towards the balls, and as you find yourself getting harder, then that's when you can work your way back up to the shaft and start tugging.
Amazing. Oh, also, if you have a vulva, vibrators are your friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't, so.
Mm-hmm. And also, so it's your vagina that creates moisture, not your clit. So if you're, like, just externally going at it on your clitoris, that sometimes works just on its own, but sometimes you might want to, like, get some of that moisture and just move it around a bit. Hey guys. Hey.
That needs to be a gift. Just you just go.
It's like just me in a jar of. I'm trying to think of a condiment that I eat a lot of because it's not Nutella and
what,
it's not peanut butter.
Dipping your fingers into jam.
Jam. Straight it's jam. Straight jam. Love me some jam. Oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay. Nice. Wait, we had some more questions over. Where I've lost them all. I've lost all my questions. Here we go. I keep getting spots and it's ruining my life. I don't think anyone is going to fancy me as I'm so unattractive. I hate looking in the mirror. Oh, this is too deep. I should have read the whole thing before I started because now I'm just like. I'm too sad
You're
to answer
deep
this question.
Now,
how can I make my face more appealing to people? Oh my God, my heart is broken.
Go on, Hannah. I'll let
I
you
don't,
start.
I mean, I used to get really bad acne here because I was on steroids and it would give me really bad acne. And then it went away. I would first of all watch YouTube videos about acne treatment.
Yes. I think that there are certain products that you can just buy that actually aid to helping you have like slightly healthier skin. Lizelle Cleanse and Polish, I believe, is something that I use. Right? It's very useful.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
kind of like if you have oily skin or you have something where you have a tendency to...
I just love that you just named a product. That was very exciting to me.
I mean, yeah. I'll riff quickly.
Yeah,
I'll throw some other things. Aesop, you know, the masks.
Ooh.
Use that as well. Mm-hmm, they're good. Mm-hmm, it's kind of like the nip and tuck side of things. But yeah, no, I just think that it's about care, I suppose, in some respects.
Also, check how you're talking about yourself. So that's like practical advice to help with your skin. But like the way that you are talking about yourself and the way that you're thinking about yourself, you would never say that about your friends.
Yeah.
So try and think of yourself as one of your friends and talk to yourself in showing that same compassion that you'd show to your mates. If one of your mates said exactly the same thing, you'd be like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. You'd be like, you're gorgeous. What are you saying?
Shut
That's ridiculous.
Up.
Yeah.
And if we all treated ourselves a little bit more like the way we treat other people around us.
Mm-hmm.
You know how people say treat others the way that you would like to be treated? I'm like, no, treat yourself the way that you treat others. Or something.
Yeah,
you know, like there's just something
what
there.
I know what you're saying because it's just kind of like if you think like, how would I want to be treated? It's like, well, it's case by case scenario. It's like, I don't want everyone to fancy me, but at the same time, it'd be quite nice if everyone's just a little bit lovely.
Everyone's just a little bit lovely. A little bit lovely. I don't know what I want to do at uni or if I even want to go, but we're supposed to have application done by December. If you don't know by then, don't apply.
Yep, agreed.
Do what you want to do for the next year, and then if by next year you've figured out what you want to do, then apply.
If you still haven't, then
it's all good.
Well, yeah, it's like there are so many people that I'm friends with that never went to university. At the same time, there are some people that did go to university.
Did you not go to uni?
I did go to university. Oh. I went to Surrey Uni. Guildford, remember that?
Oh, Guildford, yes.
Of course, everyone remembers
University
that.
Of Birmingham, UAB.
Nice. Was it history you did?
Correct.
How did you find it?
I loved it.
Yeah. See,
that's
I did business and music.
Mm.
Of course. Of course I did. But same. Loved it. And it was something that I always wanted to do. So yeah, make sure that you are committing to something that you genuinely want.
There's no point in applying if you've no idea what you want to do. Because for one, it will probably show in your application and your personal statement and you won't get in anyway. And then you just wasted loads of time putting your application together. Or you'll then go to uni and you'll be like, within the first term, you'll be like, why am I here? I hate this.
Yeah. And the fact that fees are so expensive now, it just seems a silly idea to
get yourself in that much debt.
Yeah. Exactly.
Figure out what. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's loads of time to go to uni if you want and figure it all out. I will say, though, going to uni at the uni age is a hoot.
Oh, my
God. Hoot.
I mean, Freshers Week.
We're talking
£1 VKs and Tiny Temper performing on stage at 2 a.m.
I swear we had Tiny Temper as well. Did he just
Everyone
do all the unis? Did he do all of the universities?
Of course he did.
Oh, my God. Anyways, on that note, thank you, Josh, so much for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. And don't forget to tune in next week, Wednesday, 6 until 8 p.m., where we'll be live again. And if you're just tuning in at the end or you want to re-listen to this show or other shows we've done, then you can find it on foobarradio.com/shows/Hannah-Witten. And it's also available on iTunes as a podcast. So, yeah, there we go. Thanks.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Have a great Wednesday evening, guys. Sorry there's no Bake Off. Watch some other TV. Bye.
Bye.
It's like, I just love a cowboy, you know? I'm just like, I know it's bad, but I'm just like, can I just, like, hang off the back of your horse, and can you go a little faster?
3 a.m. Mustang speeding, two lovers headed for dead end, too fast, hold tight, he laughs, running through the red lights, hollering over rubber, spinning, big swig, toss another beer can, too lit, tonight. Every John.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.